The latest country to report cholera outbreak is Uganda. It brings the number of countries within Africa that have been affected by cholera this year to 15 countries. However, out of those 15, over 5 countries have not reported any cholera cases for over 4 weeks. So we would consider that the transmission in those countries is not active. So the other 10 countries, most of them have been having a decline in cases. The 5 countries that have not reported any cholera cases include South Sudan, which contained the cholera way back. Zambia has gone over 4 weeks without any case. South Africa has also gone over 4 weeks without a case. And then we have Eswatini, which also contained that, the cholera cases. And then Malawi is almost towards the tail end of its outbreak. In fact, this afternoon we received a communication from the government of Malawi that they have lifted the public health declaration. Back in December, they declared cholera as a public health emergency, and that has been lifted.
And those countries that you mentioned where there's no more cholera cases being reported, like South Sudan, what do you attribute the change to?
South Sudan early in the year had an outbreak. It was a limited outbreak in an internally displaced people's camp in Bentiu. So that one was quickly managed because it's a concentrated population within the internally displaced people's camp in Bentiu town. So that was responded to and contained. But that's also a population that was vaccinated with the oral cholera vaccine in Bentiu. So they are fairly partially protected against the cholera.
But that's a huge camp, isn't it? There's hundreds of thousands of people there.
Yes, yes. There are hundreds of thousands of people in that camp.
Tell me about the not so good news and where you've seen cases break out more recently in Africa.
So the not so good news is Uganda. Though it's a fairly small outbreak, they have had outbreak in 2 districts of Kayunga and Namayingo. As of Friday, I think in total they had over 40 something cases. It's not a very big outbreak, and they are responding. We are supporting them. They should be able to bring that under control. The second one then was in Ethiopia, in the northern part of the country, in Amhara region, where they had an outbreak in an area called Kwara. And the area is also close to a location that is hosting some of the people who have fled the conflict in Sudan. In the last few days, you have heard that the security situation in Amhara has deteriorated. So that's a point of concern for us, because then somehow the response actions for cholera have not been as smooth as they would have been. And we were already beginning to see a downward trend.
You often have these outbreaks like you're describing in places like Ethiopia and the Amhara region and Uganda when there's a large influx of people and there's overcrowded conditions and there's poor sanitation, right?
Yes, an overcrowding of people, poor sanitation, those are all big risk factors for cholera outbreak. The cholera outbreak in Amhara, for instance, happened at a religious holy site. It's a holy site where people go, and there's common water that people go and perform religious rituals into. So the water got contaminated and that outbreak. So it has happened before as well.